You may be unaware, but we are coming up at the end of the weekend on Monday to a international holiday. No, really, it's called Save the Elephant Day. This has nothing to do with preserving the Republican majority in the House of Representatives, though that's a good cause, too. This is saving real elephants, and there is a new movie coming out, which I've seen and I enjoyed, about this very issue. The director is Richard Boddington, who has won Emmy Awards and all kinds of other distinctions for his previous films, Against the Wild. He has a new movie, which is opening up Monday on Save the Elephant Day, which is, in fact, called Phoenix Wilder and the Great Elephant Adventure. Mr. Boddington, congratulations on the film.
Thank you so much, Michael. Thank you for having me on.
That's a great pleasure. What was extraordinary to me, and this is also true in your previous work, is the animal actors. That's not a computer-generated elephant. That's a real beast there who's starring in your film.
Absolutely. All my movies feature 100% real animal actors. Hollywood wants to spend $8 billion a movie creating CGI characters. Hey, go to it. My philosophy, Michael, is that you can never program into a computer the unpredictability of a living organism.
Well, tell me, what was it like? I mean, again, the elephant that you use in the film, and the story is basically a boy who has just arrived. He's orphaned. He's being adopted by his aunt, who's played by Elizabeth Hurley, who's fine in the movie. And he goes to South Africa, where he's adopted, and he gets lost on an expedition out into the bush. And he basically is adopted by, and he adopts this elephant who was threatened by poachers. Is this elephant worked in film before?
They've made a few. This reserve is very unique in that the elephants are very well trained and humans can interact with them easily. I first met them in 2014 on a trip to South Africa, and that's when I came up with the idea. I wondered if I could make a narrative motion picture about the elephant poaching crisis using real elephants and a young actor. So they have certainly worked in film a little bit. The amazing thing about elephants is that they are the most intelligent animals we have on this planet. They vastly superior intelligence to dogs, and they learn actions with remarkable speed. It's really absolutely uncanny what they can be taught and how quickly. The elephants in this movie are only motivated by voice commands and food. And as you saw in the movie, the food that the boy uses most often is the orange, and that's the rocket fuel for elephants. They absolutely love oranges.
And they eat them right with the peel and all. They don't peel the oranges, do they?
Nope. Everything goes down whole, so no need to peel it. In fact, the boy makes a mention of that in the movie, that he has to peel his, but the elephant just will take them whole. So the elephants on this reserve in South Africa, none of the elephants are transported for the making of this movie. We took the cast and crew entirely to them and put them on a remote destination 5 hours outside of Johannesburg for 3 weeks. We shut down the reserve. The elephants are free roaming. They're not kept in any sort of a zoo. They're in their natural habitat on the South African bushveld, and that was our set for the movie.
And it's a beautiful landscape. I know that coming up to Save the Elephant Day, the British government has just taken actions against poachers. And that was released with a terrifying statistic. Is it true there are about 20,000 elephants a year that are killed for their tusks?
That is correct, Michael. We estimate that there's somewhere between 20 and 30,000 a year elephants that are being slaughtered simply for their tusks. It is the great tragedy of the 21st century. In the 1940s, there were estimated to be 4 million elephants living in the African continent. Today, we are down to somewhere between 350,000 and 400,000, and the rest have been killed off by human greed and the poaching syndicates. The animals are not being killed to feed the starving. They are being killed simply to fuel human greed. The tusks are removed. The carcass is left to rot on the bushveld. It's a continent-wide issue. It's very complex. There are a lot of foreign governments, foreign countries involved. There's incredible corruption outside of Africa and on the African continent that is fueling all of this. And it's really going to take a global effort to stop it. And I'm hoping that this movie takes those first steps in terms of raising awareness.
Well, I think it can if people see it. They will also enjoy the film. It's called Phoenix Wilder. That's the name of the main character. And The Great Elephant Adventure. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. You can find out about how you can see the film and how you can help what is a very, very noble cause. Richard Boddington, I congratulate you on the film and on your activism, actually using the motion picture medium.